Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Krisos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So the basic background over here is that you have to know the Psukim Isha Ki Sazria, that when a woman has a baby, so if she had a baby boy for the first 7 days, she is Tameh, and then for 33 days, regardless of what comes out of her, she is Tahura, and if it's a baby girl, the stakes are doubled, 14 days of Tumah and 66 days of Tahara. When the Yimei Tahara are over, she then brings a Karban. So Hamapelus Or L'Shemon V'Echad. Let's say a woman has a miscarriage on the night following the 80th day, meaning the next morning would be her day to bring a korban for her previous leida. So, but now she has a miscarriage. So is that a second leida that requires a second korban, or is it included in the first one? So Beishamai potim rina korban. Beishamai says, you don't need to bring a second korban. Beisil mechayiv, but Beisil says, yes, you do. So Amru Beisil Beishamai, Beisil said to Beishamai, Maishna or L'shmon V'Echad, Miyom Shon V'Echad. Well, if she were to miscarry on the 81st day in the morning, she would have to bring a second korban. So why should the nighttime be any different? Im shavalo the tumah, and also it's the same as far as tumah is concerned. So lo yishvalo the korban, shouldn't it be the same din as far as korban is concerned? Meaning, if she miscarries at that point on day 81, at any point, whether the night before or whether during the daytime of, she's tameh for 14 days. So Beisham said back to Beisham, lo, no, the fact that she has to bring a korban on day 81 does not tell me that on night 81 she would necessarily have to bring a separate korban. Im amartim mepelus yom shmonim ve'echad, shekin yatzu b'shashi ru'yu lahavi b'korban. By the time the sun rises the next morning, she already hit a moment where she could have brought her original carbon. So anything that happens at this point forward is a new cheshbon. But Tomer Mapelis, Olishmon Vechor, Shalayatsu Beshashi Uyolahavi Bakarban, the night before she still was not eligible for to bring the first carbon, and therefore whatever happens to her at that time is still covered in the first carbon. So Amalahan Basil said to Beshamai, Fire Mapelis Yom Shon Vechor, Shalios Beshabis Tokiach. Yeah, what would happen if a woman had a miscarriage on day 81 that fell out on Shabbos? She had no opportunity to bring a korban because it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring a korban that's not Zman HaKavua on Shabbos. The Chayev is b'korban. And yet we would say that if she has a new hapala at that point, if she has a miscarriage at that point, it would be Mechayev a second korban. So the night before also, she is not eligible to bring the first korban. And nevertheless, having a miscarriage at that point, she would be Mechayev her a second korban. So I'm in the Beisham, I said right back, lo, that's not a good cheshbon. Im amarti mapelus yom shom vechash chalios b'shabbos, shaf pishen a royal korban yachid, royal korban sibor. What do you mean? We do bring korbanos on Shabbos. So on day 81, it may be true that she cannot bring korban yachid, but at least it is a time that korbanos are brought. Tom mapelus orlus shom vechash shein alay the royal korban yachid, royal korban sibor. Does that prove anything to you about the night before, where you can't bring a korban yachid nor a korban sibor? It's simply not a time of korbanos at all. And what about Beis Hillel's second kasha, that when a woman had a flow of blood on the night of the 81st, she becomes Tameh as if it were the day of the 81st, and that there's no difference between the two, so too having a birth at that time should be no different. So Hadamim in Mochichin, the fact that if she sees blood, that is not a raya to the carbon. Shamapelis petoch melos Tameh Tamein upturim in a carbon. Because if a woman has a miscarriage during the melos, her blood that comes along with the miscarriage is Tameh, and yet she does not bring a carbon. Because it's still within the time frame of her original carbon. So the tumah status of blood has no bearing whatsoever on the carbon. That is Beis Shammai's essential claim. Now, Mishnah Zayin. Heisha sheish la safik chamisha zivos. If a woman is chayiv for five safik zivos, meaning five separate months where she had a flow of dam that lasted for 3 days, but she wasn't sure if it was during the Yemei Nida or during the Yemei Ziva. Now, the halacha is that a woman who sees dam typically becomes a nida. But there are 11 days within each cycle where we call it the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida, or the Yud Aleph Yimei Ziva, where she's eligible to become a Zava. And if she sees dam for three consecutive days, all within that Yud Aleph Yom, she becomes what we call a Zava Gedola. So if a woman has five consecutive months where she got her period and she bled for 3 days, but she doesn't know if she's a Zava Gedola. Now, a Zava Gedola is Chayiv a Karban. A Nida is not Chayiv a Karban. Safik chamisha leidos, or if a woman has five safik leidos, she's not sure, did this count as a real miscarriage or not? So in both cases, she brings one carbon, and that's enough to be matir her to eat kachim, and she does not have to bring the rest. Chamish leidos, vadaos, if a woman has five definite leidos, where she definitely gave birth five times, chamish zivos vadaos, five cases where she five consecutive months, let's say, where she definitely became a Zava Gedola, Mavia Karban Echad V'Ochel Espes V'Achim, she could bring one carbon and eat Kachim, V'Ashara L'Echova, but she, so while the first carbon will allow her to eat Kachim, but she does need to bring the other carbonos. So Maisa Sham Dukin and Bidushalayim, B'din Reza'ev, one time, the cost of birds for these carbonos was so expensive in Yerushalayim, it cost Dinar Reza'ev. So Amram Shem Gamliel, said, Oyvei, the price is crazy. Hama'ona hazeh, I swear by the Beis HaMikdash, lo alin halayla, I'm not going to go to sleep tonight, atshu b'dinarim, until they're sold for silver dinars rather than gold dinarim, because poor women aren't going to be able to bring their karbanos. So nichnas beizin v'limit, so he went into beizin and he taught the following. Hiisha sheishla chamish leidos vado'os, chamish zivos vado'os, mevi'a karban echad v'ochelos bezvachim ve'en ashara le'achova. That he gave a psak that put the demand for karbanos for these birds way down. It brought the demand way down because he said that if a woman has five vadai zivos, five vadai leidos, she only needs to bring one karban. And the kinim went down in price that day, two quarters of a silver dinar. So one pair of birds cost one quarter of a silver dinar, obviously way, way, way less money than it had been previously. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we said that there was machlokes besham besilel, if a woman has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st day before, after having had a baby girl, Beishamai says she does not have to bring a second carbon. Beisil says she does. And the whole Mishnah was the back and forth, the rayas that Beisil brought, where Beisil said, well, why should the nighttime be any different than the daytime, where it's Mechayev a new carbon? And certainly with regard to Tumah, it's the same. So most of the Mishnah addressed the first question that Beisil had in Beishamai. And then at the end, we addressed the second question. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a woman has a situation where she's five times a suffix Zava Gedola, or five times a suffix Yoledes, as soon as she brings one carbon, she can eat Kachim, and she does not have to even bring the other carbonos. But if it's Vadai, five times Vadai Zava Gedola, five times Vadai Yoledes, so she brings one carbon, and as soon as she brings one carbon, she can eat the Zvachim, but she still has to bring the other carbonos. However, one time, the carbonos became so expensive that Rishon Gamliel issued a psak that she would not have to bring the other carbonos, and that drove down the price of the birds, and therefore people were able to afford their carbonos. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the second parak of Maseches Krisos.